Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Tuesday afternoon. We are bobbing, weaving like you're on 24, 65, or 40, in and out of traffic. I mean, it has been a crazy show, without a doubt. We appreciate Pat Sperduto for kicking off this hour. We wanted to get a perspective on his experience. He's a Nashvillian. His family live here. He used to be the Nashville Cats coach, head coach, both stints. He has a lot of history in this market.
He used to work for the Titans,
before. Now he's been the last 11 years with the Chiefs, and you know what work he does on this show with us around the holidays, because you guys have been awesome in helping give and letting us pass out incredible things you bring to the radio station or to Corner Pub in the past. So we wanted to tell him congratulations on the air. But one of the other big news stories is Malcolm Turner is out. He has resigned as Vanderbilt's athletic director. We're going to have Jordan Rogers join us in about 10 minutes, and we're going to talk to him. But right now, Max Herz is in studio with us, and, of course, he does the play-by-play for the Vanderbilt women's basketball team. He does stuff on the baseball team. I mean, he went to Vanderbilt. He's a part of our station and understands the athletics department over there. You knew Malcolm Turner. Max, I'll ask you the same thing I asked Joe Rexroad earlier, and that we've been talking about all morning. How surprised were you? We heard something was coming at the very beginning of the show, and we're like, what is happening? You know, is he going to unveil a new football stadium? Like, what do you mean something's brewing with Malcolm Turner? So how surprised were you?
Yeah, I guess half and half almost. I'm more disappointed than anything else.
Okay, why?
It was plan A for Vandy, and it didn't work. It took a year, and it didn't work, and now you got to go in a different direction. I talked when I was on this show every time I could about how I thought Malcolm Turner was the correct type of hire for Vanderbilt. I wanted, from the moment that the position became open, I wanted somebody from the sports business world at large. I wanted somebody with a fresh set of eyes, a fresh point of view, who was ready to take things in a different direction. And I think he got a chance to do that, but maybe overdid it, and I'm just extremely disappointed that plan A that I thought was a good plan didn't work. And again, with some of the news that had come out yesterday, started to see some things that were not pointing in the correct direction.
Yep.
And were pointing to some maybe immediate changes. So because of that, I wasn't surprised. But I mean, if you had told me a month ago today that this was going to happen on February the 4th, I would have been surprised.
You were much higher on Malcolm Turner than I was. And I don't disagree with what you just laid out about him. I was more, you know, hiding behind the scenes and just sending out press releases as a SEC athletics director in Nashville at Vanderbilt. To me, is just not the way to go about things. I did like his background. I think, as you mentioned, his business sense. He was a smart guy. Maybe could get things changed. But I've also been much older than you, and I've been following Vanderbilt.
You've
athletics.
Always been much older than me.
I have. You're right. That is
me too.
That has not changed. You're right. And I've seen this now for two decades plus, and the closest to like actually rocking the boat and actually getting real momentum and change and pushing some barriers to the side was James Franklin in 3 years, and he lasted 3 years, and then he punted. He said, "I got to move on. I can't do this." There were things that just frustrated the you-know-what out of him. And James Franklin is the only one that I can really think of that has come close. Tim Corbin just said, fine, I see your obstacles and I'll raise you. I'll just go do it myself. Fine, I don't need you. I'll just go do it myself. And so everything he's done is because of him, okay, because he's gone out there and raised the money and done the proper steps. It's not because he got much help. So why do you think, because it was obviously there were signs, there was a baseball banquet at the Omni Saturday night. He wasn't there. Malcolm Turner was not there. There was recognition of a 1993 basketball team that Willie Donick was a part of when he had hair that he was not at Memorial
Gym. Included that last
Well,
part.
He did. He had hair in 1993. He was not there for that. So there were clear telltale signs that this thing was already over in his mind, that he had already moved on. But where do you think it really started getting sideways, where he was probably in a lot of private moments going, I think I've signed up for the wrong place?
I guess based on the timing that they were having major difficulty pushing out the facilities plan that was originally slated for December, then slated for January, and here we are in February. It didn't come out. And I imagine on either one side or both side, whichever side made this decision, and it was called a resignation. We don't know which side really made the decision. I think there was a realization on either side that this isn't going to happen. This plan isn't going to work. And then either one or both sides wanted out of it. So I really think that's what it was. And I think they kind of spent themselves out of it in a way, as many people have reported. And a lot of that I can confirm myself. The whole thing just got put in a really tough spot and was taken on a sharp left turn.
You obviously know Candace Story Lee. A lot of us watched her body of work as an athlete. She understands the school. She understands the market. She understands the athletic program. So what we know the challenges that face her, how do you think she's going to approach this as the first female AD of Vanderbilt?
I think she's the correct person for what is obviously a terrible situation, and she's going to be put in a tough spot. And it will be tough for her, I imagine, at least immediately, to put her personality on things, to really put things into action, which I think she, of course, should have an opportunity to do as someone who has been in Vanderbilt athletics basically as long as anyone, has had so many different roles since she played on the women's basketball team in the late 90s, early 2000s. Working her way up to deputy AD, second in command, and now the athletic director. But I think it is a tough spot for her because obviously where they are right now, they needed to make a change. Money is supposedly an issue. And before anything can really come forward, they got to get back at least to 0-0, if you know what I mean.
All right. Well, we're going to put pause. We're going to hit pause, okay? And we're going to come back with Jordan Rogers, and then we'll pick things up with you after Jordan Rogers, because I know you've got more to weigh in on this topic.
Yeah, so, I want to hear from Jordan, too, by the way.
Well,
I think he is a really valuable voice in this conversation. I know there are some Vandy fans who are not crazy about him for some things he said, but I find that when he speaks like that, I tend to agree with him 99.9% of the time.
Sometimes the truth hurts. I think Jordan's been pretty honest, sometimes brutally honest, about things over on West End. We will come back with Jordan Rogers on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Max Sears back here on the show with us. He's in the studio. Max, you heard what Jordan Rogers had to say to us. What stood out to you?
Not a lot from him that I hadn't heard him say before, which is good. I mean, he has stuck with his guns throughout all of this. I, like him, have a ton of respect for Candace Lee, and I think she is the correct person to fix the situation that they're in. And I agree with him, two things. I agree with him about the spring game, and that I think that is more of a football staff decision than an administration decision. But I agree they should take advantage of that opportunity, and he describes it perfectly well, as he should, being someone who's on the inside of it. That it's 2 hours of free advertising for your program, for recruits, for fans of other teams to take in, and it just replays from March through July.
Yes.
So that's something that you wanna literally put on tape if you can. So I agree with him on that. I also agree that the McGugin Center is kind of the epicenter of everything, and I think in the facilities plan that we now may never see in the form that Malcolm Turner wanted to come out in, that was going to be the focus.
And he has been very, like I said, he has been very consistent on that message.
Yes.
And he knows. He lived it. He was there every day for years. And he lives it now, as he said, through the SEC network, his job, because he gets to go around to these SEC campuses and tour the facilities, and he knows them inside and out, and he understands, and he's painting the picture, how incredibly far behind Vanderbilt is.
Yeah, They are behind in everything other than baseball, and the baseball facilities are incredible. And every day from September, October through the next couple weeks when they all head back down to spring training, there are anywhere from 20 to 40 pro and major league baseball players in that building every day. And they are surrounded by not that in every other sport. So it's an interesting contrast.
What did you make of what I said to him about the SEC network or the SEC and Greg Sankey maybe getting involved? Do you know if they have any ability or power to do that, to basically say, hey, we need you to get with the times. We need you to represent the conference like everybody else. We just yet again doled out and cut you a humongous check, and we need you to spend it on athletics. We need you to represent the SEC like everybody else is.
They have the power to say whatever they want. I don't know if they have the power to force anybody's hand, but I think the extremely well-established relationship between not just Greg Sankey, but everybody at the SEC office and the league's administration with Candace Lee will be able to help make some of that happen, because I think she will be open to hear outside voices, because she is the inside voice. She is the internal voice. And I've seen so many recent Vanderbilt student athletes tweeting how much they appreciate her. And you guys said something along those lines earlier on. And I think she understands that she has tapped into both the internal opinion and the external opinion. But I don't want people to think that Vanderbilt isn't spending any of that money. I've worked with the production team for the SEC Network events at Vanderbilt. They totally refurbished their production room this summer, and that is something that brings Vanderbilt lots of money. Many, many times there is a game hosted on campus. So I don't want people to think that money is going nowhere. The money that comes from the network, at least part of it, is being spent on Vanderbilt's SEC Network operations, which every school runs, and Vanderbilt, who was behind, is now back where they need to be and generating revenue through that.
Let's get Nate in here real quick. Nate, what's up?
Hey, guys. Is there a minimum that the colleges have to spend on athletics through the money that they get from the SEC, or can they just spend it on the school and the athletes however they want to?
I don't know if we know the answer to that. Because, I mean, that's basically what we're talking about.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to speculate on that either.
I feel like if they aren't spending it how they're really supposed to, they should be fined or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, to Jordan Rogers' point, I mean, he drives through campus and sees new buildings going up, and then you look at athletics, and they're not really doing much with them. I mean, I know they've done a few things here and there with the
Medusa
Center.
Said, but as he said, the dorms desperately.
Sure.
They needed to do that project, but for the sake of a show like this, we're talking about sports.
I've made the joke before of, that Vanderbilt would rather build a new science building than, fix the stadium. And I'm joking, but I'm also kind of telling the truth. So, I mean, that they just haven't – they haven't put the money into the athletic facilities that they should, in my opinion.
Thank you, Nate, for the call. So how much – they have a new chancellor, correct?
Soon to be.
Do we know anything about the new chancellor?
Yes. So this is Daniel Diermeier, who is coming from the University of Chicago, was previously the dean of the business school at Northwestern. His background is in crisis management, and his highest-profile crisis management case was for a small firm called British Petroleum, who was in a little bit of trouble.
A small company. Yep.
Little firm. But he is taking over, I believe, on July 1st is when he starts, Daniel Diermeier. And Susan Wente, who was the provost, has been the interim chancellor, and she seemed to be a big fan of the athletic department. She was a season ticket holder for all sports. And it seemed like if she had the ability to get some things done, they probably would have been able to work together better. And the interesting thing to me about all this, and this isn't based off of anything I've heard, Diermeier's job at the University of Chicago, where he is coming from, finished up this week. He was succeeded on February the 1st. So now he has his full attention turned to Vanderbilt. And he's someone who all signs point to from me not being a friendly proponent for Vanderbilt athletics, as Nick Zeppos ended up becoming at the end of his tenure. and Susan Wente had been as the interim.
Well, they certainly were not going to get the support like Chancellor Gee gave Vanderbilt, because he was all about the athletics. As you said, Zepos kind of came around.
And Zepos was who hired Malcolm Turner. And I think it did debilitate what Turner did, that he lost his partner unexpectedly pretty quickly on the university side.
Well, he named him the AD. He had been there, right? Hadn't David Williams been there? Or you said Malcolm Turner, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But David Williams didn't have the title athletic director. Was that Zepos that gave him that, or was that Gee?
No, that was long before. That was when Gee was there. But
okay, that's what I thought.
Zepos was the one who was initially very attracted to Malcolm Turner through the search firm.
Gotcha.
So the signs are pointing that the new chancellor really doesn't have much to do with athletics.
That's what it seems. He comes from the University of Chicago, which is, I believe, D3. I mean, he did not see a single game of anything when he was there. And he has the background in crisis management. His other big ploy there was breaking up a graduate student unionization attempt, which, interestingly enough, there is a similar unionization attempt going on at Vanderbilt right now, grad students who are trying to get paid for their graduate work. And I just thought it was interesting timing. But he seems to be anti-spending. And on the topic of crisis management,
great.
I mean, you could say that there's a crisis right now, in a way. So. Mm.
Max, we'll check back in with you in the final hour. When we come back, we'll start the fourth hour heading up to Winnipeg. That's the opponent for the Predators tonight, Jets and Preds. 7 o'clock puck drop, pregame at 6. We'll learn a little bit more about the opponent next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.